Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I think the destructive, vicious, negative nature of much of the news media makes it harder to govern this country, harder to attract decent people to run for public office, and I am appalled that you would begin a presidential debate on a topic like that.
You know, there's something to what Newt Gingrich just said there, his second standing ovation of the week during the GOP debate on Thursday night when he let John King from CNN have it, telling him that he thought the question about his second ex-wife and her interview on ABC was out of the park, as it were. So that's where we get started this hour of our Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Countdown Show, on the air with the GOP race being the number one item this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here, happy to have you along to review all of the top 10 hits for this week, ending on Friday the 20th of January. So let's run them down. That is the top 10 this week in Talk Radio, Talkers Magazine. You can check it out at talkers.com. They monitor talk radio programs all across the country. And at number 10, the return of American Idol on television. The NFL playoffs and sports talk radio, number 9. Number 8, Paula Deen's diabetes announcement has had a lot of people buzzing, especially given the way she presented herself. Apparently she's a big smoker as well and not very healthy at all. Number 7, the debt ceiling debate. The cruise ship disaster off the coast of Italy. Number 6, Iran and its nuclear ambitions. Number 5, and that's led to the rising cost of what you pay for petroleum. Number 4, because of the intense irritation, shall we say. Once again, too much focus on Middle East oil, and we keep getting it, and we have apparently, this is my off-the-cuff, this is my own editorial comment about why we're paying. You're seeing the price of gasoline going up. It's because of Iran. Anyway, anti-piracy bills in Congress, number 3, the Keystone Pipeline, president's decision there, number 2, that's another item that has affected cost of petroleum this week, and who's running for president, number 1. So let's get more of what Newt Gingrich had to say during the debate on Thursday night when asked to comment on his ex-wife's accusation that he asked her for an open marriage so he could continue his affairs.
Every person in here knows personal pain. Every person in here has had someone close to them go through painful things. To take an ex-wife and make it 2 days before the primary a significant question in a presidential campaign is as close to despicable as anything I can imagine. My two daughters wrote the head of ABC and made the point that it was wrong, that they should pull it, and I am frankly astounded that CNN would take trash like that and use it to open a presidential debate.
As you noted, Mr. Speaker, this story did not come from our network. As you also know, it is the subject of conversation in the campaign. I get your point. I take your point.
John, it was repeated by your network. You chose to start the debate with it. Don't try to blame somebody else. You and your staff chose to start this debate with it. Let me be quite clear. The story is false. Every personal friend I have who knew us in that period says the story was false. We offered several of them to ABC to prove it was false. They weren't interested because they would like to attack any Republican. They're attacking the governor. They're attacking me. I'm sure they'll presently get around to Senator Santorum and Congressman Paul. I am tired of the elite media protecting Barack Obama by attacking Republicans.
He hit a chord there, and there's something to be said for what he had to say. As I'm not necessarily a Gingrich fan, that's not important here. Getting a fair shake from the news media has always been one of the things that has been paramount in my career on the radio, even working in a news department in a major Boston radio station. It is ridiculous how some of these people feel. It's not ridiculous that they have their opinions, but it's ridiculous that they have the power to push ideas around the way they do. Like Newt Gingrich or not, that issue, the way he presented it, is almost more important as we go into the weekend as anything else that has been a part of the discussion and debate in the Republican side. 800-510-8255. Should you care to comment during the course of the hour on any of these items, we'll move quickly through most of them, but because the GOP race so important, let's get a little bit more from the GOP debate on Thursday night. Here's where John King asks Mitt Romney some of the questions that keep coming up about his time with Bain Capital.
Questions about Bain, many have been about the number. You have said 120,000 jobs that you can tie back to decisions you made at Bain Capital. I want you to take your time, sir, and do the math. Do the math and how you get to 100 or 120,000 jobs.
I'll do the math, but let me tell you, I know we're going to get attacked from the left, from Barack Obama, on capitalism. I know that people are going to say, oh, you should only practice it this way or that way, and think they know better than the private market. My view is capitalism works. Free enterprise works. And I find it kind of strange on a stage like this with Republicans having to describe how private equity and venture capital work and how they're successful and how they create jobs. But let me tell you the answer. We started a number of businesses. Four in particular created 120,000 jobs as of today. We started them years ago. They've grown well beyond the time I was there to 120,000 people that have been employed by those enterprises. There are others we've been with, some of which have lost jobs. People have evaluated that since I ran 4 years ago when I ran for governor. And those that have been documented to have lost jobs lost about 10,000 jobs. So 120,000 less 10 means that we created something over 100,000 jobs. And there's some, by the way, that were businesses we acquired that grew and became more successful, like Domino's Pizza and a company called Duane Reade and others. I'm very proud of the fact that throughout my career, I have worked to try and build enterprises, hopefully to return money to investors. There's nothing wrong with profit, by the way. That profit went to pension funds, to charities. It went to a wide array of institutions. A lot of people benefited from that. And by the way, as enterprises become more profitable, they can hire more people. I'm someone who believes in free enterprise. I think Adam Smith was right, and I'm going to stand and defend capitalism across this country throughout this campaign. I know we're going to hit it hard from President Obama, but we're going to stuff it down his throat and point out it is capitalism and freedom that makes America strong.
It's another note that strikes a chord with people who are voting for whichever side you're interested in. Listening to that makes you think about how really this country is supposed to be. If you want to live in a socialist paradise, you go to Sweden. Hey, that's the way it is. 800-510-8255. Steve in Oklahoma comments on Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney and those who are running in the South Carolina primary. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I just wanted to comment about the hypocrisy of the press. They said the reason they were running this interview with Gingrich's ex-wife is because he became an important candidate. Well, where were they when Barack Obama became an important candidate? Like I said, this is a man that went to a church where his pastor said, God blank America, you know, U.S. of KKK. He started his political career in the living room of a terrorist. One of his biggest campaign contributors just went to prison with Blagojevich, and made him some sweet land deal. Yeah, we heard none of that when he was running for office.
Well, I don't think that's true. I think you heard plenty of it when he was running for office. That doesn't mean that the essence of what you're saying isn't correct, because it is. There is complete hypocrisy in the news media. But I think those things, they were late to the party with a lot of that information. But you know what you're getting, and so the outrage is well expressed, and that's cool, but this is nothing new. This has been going on for as long as there has been print media, electronic media, and people don't, for whatever the reason, these days, more than in the last, let's say, 100 years, because people were better educated, maybe not 100 years, but certainly since World War II, until, let's say, 10 years ago, when the education system started falling apart and nobody was taking a discerning look at what the press was actually... Those who think, you know, like you listen to this nonsense from Fox about fair and balanced. There's nothing about Fox that's fair and balanced. And so, but people have this in their head. They keep listening to it, and it gets ingrained. You know, it's kind of like your wife says to you she loves you, but she's having an affair with your next door neighbor, but you believe that she loves you. You know, it's that kind of stuff. You hear it often enough, you begin to believe it. Thank you, Steve, for calling in. 800-510-8255 at 17 after. This is the Talk Radio Review.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself. But who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
I heard that I can use TurboTax for free.
That's true.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
That's also true.
Awesome. You guys are the best.
Yes, that's true as well.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Barbara in Texas doesn't understand why some of the candidates are so obsessed with Mitt's tax records.
I love comedy, and one of the funniest things to me is to hear all the Republicans saying, oh, that's personal, oh, we shouldn't be probing into people's tax returns while we're looking at Republican candidates. But when we get to the general election, they'll be all too happy to probe into birth certificates and Obama's income and every move he makes, and it's such a double standard, and it never ends. It reminds me of how they were so involved in every detail of Clinton's sex life, but, oh, no Republican has ever done anything like that. No, how dare you question somebody's sexual activity if they're a Republican? The hypocrisy is amazing and so funny.
Depends on which side of the street you're on, ma'am, I guess. John King asks all four candidates about releasing their tax returns. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the Discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You all following what happened today in politics? Incredible. Okay, that means no. No, Republican presidential field just got smaller. That's right. Did you hear what happened earlier today? Rick Perry dropped out of the presidential race. Rick Perry got out. He's out. Yeah, when asked what went wrong, Perry said, "I guess America still isn't ready to elect a dumb guy from Texas." Well, here's a shocker. Rick Perry has dropped out of the presidential race. Apparently, America did not want a conservative, gun-happy, intellectually challenged governor of Texas for president. At least not again. Yeah, they wouldn't go for that, yeah. Well, this week, John Huntsman dropped out of the presidential race as well, but he endorsed fellow Mormon Mitt Romney, which is a huge relief to the Mormon community that they're united again, because between Huntsman and Romney, Mormons haven't been this divided, I guess, since Marie was a little bit country and Donnie was a little bit rock and roll. Remember that huge, remember that riff?
There you go. So a couple of opines from the late night guys, Conan O'Brien and Jay Leno, as the presidential quest of the Republicans is number one. Here from The View on television, the ladies talked with Brian Ross about his interview with Newt Gingrich's second wife. That was the subject matter of the beginning of the debate on Thursday night. Here they
How damaging will this be to Newt's career? Or his campaign?
I think that's for the voters to decide, and I think there are questions, though, because he has campaigned talking a lot about family values and the sanctity of a marriage between a man and a woman, not two women.
Right.
So
he,
I think
he vigorously said he would enforce the Defense of Marriage Act, correct?
Right.
Which did exactly what you just mentioned.
He talks about the sanctity of marriage, and what Marianne Gingrich says, I think in measured tones, but still says, that was not the way he lived. He had an affair for 6 years at a time when he was criticizing President Clinton for his behavior.
Right.
Oh, and you know, what bothers her, and I think would bother lots of people, she said he used to call her at night to praise that she was giving a speech somewhere and tell her how much he loved her, and later admitted he was in bed next to Callista as he made the phone calls.
Right, let me ask you this. Who is going to be more excited about this interview tonight, President Obama or Mitt Romney?
Good question. Or me.
Well, look, these are troubling questions, but they are questions of character, and character has been an important factor in this campaign.
And they've raised it.
And they've raised it.
But he's also, according to Newt, he said, I'm sorry, I've done things in the past that have caused people pain, and I'm sorry. So doesn't that kind of pull it back of, yes, I did do these things, but...
He has admitted he's done things wrong, and he's asked the forgiveness of God. Marianne says he's never asked for her forgiveness.
No.
And about her, he says, we have no relationship, although he said this morning, Mary, I'm not going to say anything negative about Mary.
No, because he's trying to take the high road now. Right. What choice does he have? To trash the ex-wife? Yeah. That would really put the nail in the coffin.
So the Brian Ross interview is going to be something a lot of people are talking about, certainly as this is the radio talk radio countdown show. That'll be there. All right, let's see. Sue in Iowa, not a big fan of any of the Republicans.
I do think it's going to take more than just who we have running. It's going to make a difference. And I don't believe the president now has America's best interest at heart in any way, shape, or form. And I think we have to have someone who can beat him. I'm not sure if anyone can, because we seem to have so much graft and corruption in our system now that I'm not sure he was legally elected last time, so I'm not sure anyone can beat him this time if we don't do something about enforcing the fact that our votes are all completely counted. I'm disappointed because my candidate was not Mr. Romney, and I know people who say if he's chosen, I won't vote for him, but I can't see what option we have otherwise. And I just wonder what other people in America think.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Coast to coast, border to border, around the world at DougStephan.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in issue-oriented talk radio over the course of the past week. Let's review quickly where we are. Number one, the presidential primaries being held in South Carolina. Number two, the pipeline permit being denied. Number three, the so-called SOPA Act. Number four, the cost of gasoline, European jitters on the economy, that sort of thing. Iran at number five and their nuclear ambitions. Number six, the cruise ship disaster off the coast of Italy. Number seven, the debt ceiling issue. Number eight, Paula Deen and her diabetes announcement. Number nine, sports talk radio. Number 10, American Idol. So that's the way it shapes up. We are on number one. We're going to stay there for a little while. I promised that we would have an answer to the question about the tax return issue. John King in the debate asked all four of the candidates, starting with Ron Paul, about their tax returns.
We reached out to your campaign this week, and they said you would not release your tax returns. Why?
Well, hadn't thought it through. I don't have an intention of doing it, but for a different reason. I'd probably be embarrassed to put my financial statement up against their income, and I don't want to be embarrassed because I don't have a greater income. Now, I mean, it may come to that, but right now I have no intention of doing that. I think with our financial statements, congressional financial statements, I think you know more about me than I know about myself. That's how my wife found out so much about what we were doing, you know, from my financial statement. Now, I don't think people need that because nobody's challenging me because I have no conflict of interest and I don't even talk to lobbyists and I don't take that kind of money. So there's no conflict.
When my taxes are complete for this year, and I know that if I'm the nominee, the president's going to want to insist that I show what my income was this last year and so forth. When they're completed this year in April, I'll release my returns in April and probably for other years as well. As has been done in the past, if I'm the nominee, I'll put these out at one time so we have one discussion of all of this. I obviously pay all full taxes. I'm honest in my dealings with people. People understand that. My taxes are carefully managed. And I pay a lot of taxes. I've been very successful, and when I have our taxes ready for this year, I'll release them.
Speaker Gingrich, is that good enough?
Look, he's got to decide, and the people of South Carolina have to decide. But
If there's anything in there that is going to help us lose the election, we should know it before the nomination. And if there's nothing in there, why not release it? I mean, it's a very simple model. But he's got to decide. It's his decision, and everybody's got to run their own campaign based on what they think is a reasonable risk. I released mine this evening. We also released the little small charitable foundation we have, so people can see what we do and how we did it and what our values are.
Senator Santorum, when will we see yours?
Well, I do my own taxes, and they're on my computer, and I'm not home. So, and there's nobody at home right now. Until I get home, I won't get them. When I get home, you'll get my taxes.
You did call on the governor to release his.
Someone asked me, would it be okay for the governor? I said, yes. I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, if Governor Romney's told what his tax rate is, mine's higher than that, I can assure you. But I can't tell you what it was. All I know is it was very painful writing a check last April.
Yeah. That's a whole different debate that ought to be had, the whole tax system. So the tax records of the candidates, what do you think? Matter or not to you? 800-510-8255. We'll start with Reed, who has an opinion on this. Why not? Let's go, Reed.
Well, I just think that if we're going to get into tax records, why don't we look into the Federal Reserve, like Ron Paul's saying? Let's audit that. And there's no law on the books that says that the Internal Revenue Service has the legal authority to collect taxes from us. So making someone who's running for office reveal their tax records, I mean, they could formulate that just like someone could formulate a birth certificate. I mean, that's not very difficult, and that's kind of a personal issue. What does it matter if you know, what you make? I guess there's two sides to it, though. I mean, you know, where is the money coming from? Or, you know, these politicians are voting for these jobs overseas. They're moving all our stuff. You go into Walmart, you turn over 100 items, and at least 99 of them are from China. So, this whole tax record thing is not really an issue. I mean, look at the history of the way the politicians have voted. And the thing, Massachusetts, he socialized health care. And that's what this current administration is leaning toward. So Mitt Romney is actually just groomed to be the next same regime over and over. It's not changing.
800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome, Steve, listening in Arizona.
I don't think it matters that much. I think it's going to be I think what's more important is the candidate that represents that, you know, that wealth comes from the earth. It doesn't come from shuffling money from one account to another, building up debt, all that. It's going to be the candidate who can portray that can say that it's about jobs, it's about bringing money up from the earth, either through farming, mining, whatever it may be. That I think they forget that. The candidates lose sight of that. They think they can just take money from one account, move it over to another, shuffle it over here, and somehow that's going to create wealth. That's just moving it around. It has to come from the earth. There's no other place where true wealth can come from.
What an interesting way of looking at things. That's very, when you think about it the way you just suggested it, it's right. His thinking is correct. So what say you, Cindy, in Texas?
I think it's invasion of privacy. If he's a nominee, he's going to release information. Everyone knows that the people who make upper income get a little more breaks than the lower, and that's why there needs to be tax law changes. But to blame him, and unless there's legal activity and there's shady deals, you know, I don't believe anyone. To me, it's invasion of privacy. Everyone should have a right to do what they need to do. What if the regular people apply for any type of position with the company, ask you to turn in your tax returns to your company? You're going to see an uproar with the American people. I mean, we got laws for people to run for office stating what they need to turn in. You go after the legislator and tell them that this is what the laws need to be changed if they want everyone to turn stuff in. I don't see anything shady about it. I think it's getting ridiculous. I think people are just being vindictive about it. Mitt Romney's been around long enough, and there's enough news organizations. We're not back in the 1940s where we didn't have cable TV and 24-hour news organizations. People are going to find out the information way before then, and I don't hear anything that he's done illegal. He's not being a money laundering. He's not involved with the mob. You know, to me, it's just invasion of privacy. I think it's more, I kind of like in more lines of Ron Paul, you know, people need to leave people alone. You're just going to have the Democrats. They know that Romney's a person that can beat Obama. And if they want to go after things, they should go after things what Obama did with Tony Resco and look at some shady deals there if they want to go after things.
Wow, this has got people pretty hot, this whole business of tax records and income tax returns. So we'll take a couple of more of your calls here on the countdown. 800-510-8255. Dewey in Indiana is listening.
I'm definitely not impressed by the people who say they want to know how much everybody makes that's running for the presidency. No. I watched the debate, and honest to God, he said if he's the nominee, he'll show his tax records. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I think everybody must be envious of anybody that's got money. I'm a poor man. I was a barber all my life, and I'm dying of lung cancer right now. But I didn't show anybody what I made. I mean, I didn't think it was anybody's business. And when I die, they'll find out anyway, I guess, but it's just not something that I think anybody has to show to be in that position. That doesn't mean they're dishonest just because they don't show their tax records. My God, there's a lot of people in this country don't show their tax records. And a lot of them are crooks, I'll admit. But I think these fellows here know they're being scrutinized very closely. And people are just calling in and demanding these guys do things that it's not possible to do unless you are the president. You got to understand, I mean, my Lord, give these guys a break and let them figure out how to get the country out of debt and get us back on the right road rather than worry about how much money they've made.
All right, that's one more caller. We'll finalize this with Maxine in Michigan.
I believe that the tax records should absolutely be made available. We are electing the Commander-in-Chief of the United States. That gives him the power to send men and women, American soldiers, into battle. We need to know everything we can about them. So it's privacy. If you're a private citizen, that's great. You have your privacy. But the President of the United States is not a private citizen. He's a Commander-in-Chief. And I would never, ever vote for anyone that would not release everything, whoever they received money from at all.
All right, so much for the discussion of tax returns and the presidential contenders in the GOP side of things. We'll move on in a moment to number two this week, the decision over the Keystone Pipeline that was made.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do you use Chapstick Lip Shield 365 in sand or snow?
Hi, I'm Sandy Sanderson, and I just love the sand. Quicksand, ampersands, sandalwood scented candles. And I wear Chapstick Lip Shield 365 to keep my lips protected from the sun year-round. My boyfriend here also wears it.
Yeah, I'm Sleety McNipperson, and I like snow. Snow tires, snow peas, snow leopards, snow
crabs.
Are
you sand or snow? Either way, new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 has you covered. And have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Do you take Viagra?
What if we could promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? Look, at 18 bucks a pill, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for just $3, and it comes with a no-questions-asked, money-back guarantee. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $15 per pill for the same results. One more? We'll give you 40 blue pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call 1-800-764-6923 and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering stuff fast and easy, with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now at 1-800-764-6923. That's 1-800-764-6923.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, continuing on with a top story review. The Keystone Pipeline permit has a lot of people concerned or upset because the president said no to it this week. And clearly that's a signal for a real battle. A lot of talk radio folks want to be heard and have been heard. As you know, what happens on this program, sometimes we take your calls live when you call us at 800-510-8255 about the issues we're talking about at that moment. Some of your calls are good and we can't get them on, and we keep them for use later on, such as the case with Roger, a talk radio caller listening in Arizona.
I would like to remind all the good American citizens that reside in the states that would be affected by this proposed pipeline to think of this one fact. The number one economic business, most profitable, has been the oil industry. And my reminder is that the Exxon Valdez, the people up in Alaska, has still not been paid for the damages. So the most precious resource we have is our water, and that aquifer in the Midwest states is, you can't put a price tag on it. And if we can't get the citizens paid and compensated for the Exxon Valdez damage, how the heck do you guys think once that pipeline ruptures and gets into that aquifer, you're going to have no alternative? Think.
Well, in terms of what happened in Alaska, you're right about the Exxon Valdez. Exxon has a reason I cut up my Exxon card because of the way they've handled that. They're just completely unscrupulous. In terms of the pipeline that's in Alaska, they have not had any problems with that whatsoever. So there's nothing from that experience that would lead you to believe there would be a problem in the lower 48. Here's Kenny in Virginia.
I am in favor of the pipeline. However, it's my opinion that doing something like that without, in the absence of regulations, is irresponsible. And I'm also wondering why everything's not on the table. Why the hard left, hard right positions can't find a way to meet in the middle to make compromise to move this country forward.
Good point, sir. Thank you. Mike in Arizona, you got as much time as we have left here before the 51.
Well, I just turned your conversation on, and I was immediately reminded of the energy crisis in the early 70s, where the Alaskan pipeline, among other things, came out from that, and that was supposed to solve the nation's shortage of oil. Now, we know that that pipeline did not actually serve the country. My understanding is it went east. Now, also at the same time, we're always reminded through the years that, for instance, the oil producing nations met in Vienna a few years ago to, as the chairman of the oil producing companies, countries indicated that they were they got together to seek a way to lower the prices. Well, I think from that statement on, we can pretty much forget the so-called supply and demand laws of economics.
All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. The aforementioned 51 past the hour is upon us on the countdown.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
A review of the News Talk issues of the week, and the presidential race kind of inveigles itself into a number of these issues. Number three is the so-called SOPA, the Internet Anti-Privacy Bill discussion. So all four of the candidates weighed in on the Stop Online Piracy Act issue, so we thought we'd bring that from the presidential debate to you before we get ourselves involved in a couple of other aspects of this discussion.
What is your take on SOPA, and how do you believe it affects Americans? For those who have not been following it, SOPA is the Stop Online Piracy Act.
Well, I favor freedom. And I think that if I think that we have a patent office, we have copyright law. If a company finds that it has genuinely been infringed upon, it has the right to sue but the idea that we're going to preemptively have the government start censoring the internet on behalf of giant corporations' economic interests strikes me as exactly the wrong thing to do.
The truth of the matter is that the law as written is far too intrusive, far too expansive, far too threatening to freedom of speech and movement of information across the internet. It would have a potentially depressing impact on one of the fastest growing industries in America, which is the internet and all those industries connected to it. At the same time, we care very deeply about intellectual content that's going across the internet. And if we can find a way to very narrowly, through our current laws, go after those people who are pirating, particularly those from offshore, we'll do that. But a very broad law, which gives the government the power to start stepping into the internet and saying who can pass what to whom, I think that's a mistake. And so I'd say, no, I'm standing for freedom.
I am pleased that the attitude is sort of mellowed up here, because the Republicans, unfortunately, have been on the wrong side of this issue. And this is a good example on why it's good to have somebody that can look at civil liberties and work with coalitions and bring people together. Freedom and the Constitution bring factions together. I think this is a good example.
I don't support this law, and I agree with everybody up here that it goes too far, but I will not agree with everybody up there that there isn't something that can and should be done to protect the intellectual property rights of people. The internet is not a free zone where anybody can do anything they want to do and trample the rights of other people. I agree this goes too far. But the idea that, you know, anything goes on the internet, where did that come from? We're in America to say that anything goes. We have laws and we respect the law, and the rule of law is an important thing, and property rights should be respected.
All right, so there are the presidential contenders with their take on SOPA. Here from our Countdown affiliate, WDEL in Wilmington, host Alan Laudell talks to David Ferrantoid from the Washington Post about the objections to, that people have to the SOPA bill and why he thinks some kind of bill is needed.
Talk about this tension between legitimate concerns, I would think, about piracy and counterfeiting of intellectual property, which, after all, is one of the few things the U.S. economy might have going these days, vis-a-vis this idea of almost the Wild West of the Internet.
So the original idea, and your listeners probably already know this, but I'll go over it anyway, is that there are foreign websites that sell pirated or counterfeited U.S. things. Now, that can be things like intellectual property, movies or DVDs, or it can also be real physical things, medicine, auto parts, you know, appliances, things like that. People, these are websites in foreign countries sell things to people in the U.S. that are either copyrighted or that are copyright violations. And so the idea is, okay, how do you go after those sites? You can't, they're beyond the reach of U.S. law. And so the idea is to cut off the channels through which U.S. companies bring those people and these rogue websites customers. That would be through, like, by listing them in internet search results, or provide them money by processing their credit card payments or selling them ads. So it's a way of choking off the channels through which U.S. money basically goes to these foreign websites. That was the original idea, and I think you'll hear a lot of people say, well, you know, we want there to be some kind of crackdown on foreign copyright violations, because you're right, Hollywood and the recording industry are things we still really dominate the world in, and they bring in a lot of money. The question is, how do you do that? And I think the internet company's objection to this bill has been that they think that you should go after the money and not try to go after internet companies for linking to these folks or for allowing them to come up in search results. The idea being that a company like Google or YouTube, compared to the amount of content and words it provides to the relatively small number of people supervising those words, and if you needed to have somebody constantly policing all the links on Wikipedia or all the videos on YouTube to make sure that they didn't contain these copyright violations, it would just be a huge new expense added on to their business.
Okay, so there is Alan Laudell from WDEL with an overview of the number three issue. Number four, the cost that you're paying for gasoline, how the prices are going up. Number five this week in the countdown, Iran and what's going on there. The cruise ship disaster is six. Debt ceiling discussion, number seven. Paula Deen, number eight. Sports Talk Radio, number nine. And American Idol, number 10. In terms of people, Ricky Gervais was 10. Tim Tebow was 9. Ahmadinejad was 8. Boehner, 7. Chris Christie, 6. The captain of the ship, number 5. Sarah Palin, 4. Ron Paul and the candidates, 3 and 2. And Barack Obama, number 1. The personal department of the Talk Radio Countdown.